Welcome to Burn the Boats, baby. This is Charisse, holistic health specialist, life, energy healing, and relationship coach. And today, I want to talk to you about how you can feel more love in your life. All right, but first, I want to give you an update on what's been happening with me at my at-home retreat. Come on, baby. My little one's walking with me. There's deer all around us right now, and she's a little spooked, and so she's kind of looking around. It's okay. Come on. We're going. Let's go. All right. She'll follow. Anyway, so what's happening today? Okay, so now I am working on, oh, Lord, I don't even remember. I haven't written down my journal this morning. I think I'm beginning week three. Yes, I am beginning week three. And I've got my right splits. I do. So I had lost all my splits. Right, left, and middle splits. And so I have my right splits. My left split, not quite there yet. I still have to keep my hands on my blocks, my yoga blocks, but that's all right. It's coming. And then I'm also working my middle splits, which I lost as well. And that's okay. You know, the body remembers what it does, and it goes, oh, yeah, I remember this. And you gently just remind it, you know, daily, every other day, gently remind that, hey, this is where we're going again. Follow along. Let's go. And it will obey your family, or your family. Your body is there to serve you. So do it. Yep. I guess your body is your family, isn't it? Right? Part of your internal family, part of you. So part of you that supports you. Okay. Anyway, let's move on. And then what I am going to be doing is I'm going to be actually, once I have my own splits done, the next project I'm going to be working on is my split program. So my split program, we start with learning open hip splits. And open hip splits, and we, of course, everybody at their own level, but open hip splits is where the back hip is open. And it's a little easier to begin with. It's an easier split. So we start with open hip splits, working towards those. Once those are achieved, or at the same time, once we're making some progression with that, then we do closed hip splits. And that's where both hips are facing forward in your split position, a little more difficult. And then we work on middle splits. So this is my split program that I have taken my dancers through and my yoga students through, the split program, right? Working on the splits. And actually, after I get off of my at-home retreat, it is the next program that I am actually going to be shooting to go online for my virtual Leading Lady experience. Yes, I am. And prior to that, I'm going to do a free complimentary 6-week, very intro beginning, build slowly 6-week yoga class to get started, just to get the basics under folks' feet who may be new to yoga or who may be coming back to it, you know, or just coming back to just to moving their body altogether. So there we go. I will let you know when that happens. And when I do yoga, I love lots of things, but I will bring in, obviously, you know, meditation, self-directed meditation. I usually work in themes, so it'll be a Bible verse or a Bible passage, and then working with that theme. I will sometimes pull in sound healing, humming or toning as a class. Music, tuning forks. So there's a lot of different things I like bringing in to my yoga class than just making it, you know, just about stretching. Okay. And my yoga classes are a little different. You know, they are yoga, but I also implement Pilates and dance stretching as well as athletic stretching in my classes, right? This is what I took my dancers through and now take my yoga students through in person that I'm going to bring to you online, live. So I got to get my splits first. After I get my splits, and I'll teach them to you. Anyway, so that's where we are. So, all right. So on to what I was inspired to talk to you today about. Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about so many things today. I had a very inspirational talk this weekend, and I thought, oh, I'll share that. And then I thought, oh, you know, I want to share about my detox baths. So all these things. But then when I was actually doing my yoga meditation in the morning, because that's what I do first thing in the morning, and I I do it with my Bible devotions. So is my yoga. And so, but what really came to my mind is about grace and compassion and mercy and love. And how we can bring more of those things into our lives. I mean, into our lives. Without anybody else. How we can bring them into our lives. So I thought I'd talk to you about that today. All right, so how do we do that? You know, so much of our time is spent on trying, oh, you know, this may not be right for you. So as I say, try it on. If it doesn't fit, put it back on the rack where it came from. But much of our lives are spent in, can be spent, I'll say, in trying to, you know, gain approval, gain love, gain acceptance. And whether that's from our families or from our peers or from our friends or, you know, peers growing up or friends or spouses or boyfriends or girlfriends or whatever. And we don't realize that there is plenty of love inside us. And while we can't change people, because we can't, right? We are really only in power over our actions, over our feelings, over our responses. We can't change others. We can pray for them, you know. And as I was talking to a woman this weekend that I was at an event for, I was talking to a woman and she was struggling. And I'll share that story another day. But, you know, and I was just reminding her that the only thing we have power over is ourselves. We have power how we wake up in the morning. We have the power to decide what we're going to feel. The truth is that emotions are not something that happen to us. They're something we do. That's the truth. We think they happen to us. I feel angry. You know, I'm angry. I'm this, I'm that, I'm that. Well, you may feel that way, but you're choosing to as well. And that goes back to our perception. Whatever we perceive or whatever meaning we give to an experience will determine how we feel about it. So, as I mentioned before, sometimes when I'm judgmental or critical, I've learned to turn the channel. And it actually can be just that easy. Turn the channel. Now, that doesn't mean we avoid our feelings. Our feelings are, I told you before, you know, our feelings, you know, if you remember, are our friends and they're messengers. And there's nothing wrong with any feeling. They're there to tell you something. Right? At the same time, if we know that we're stuck in an unhealthy loop of an emotion, we can turn the channel. If we know it's something that we don't want to experience, that we don't need to experience, it's maybe just become a habit, we turn the channel. So our emotions are really what we allow to happen to us. We allow these emotions, right? And we can turn them off or turn them on. We can indulge in them and sit in them for hours and hours, or we can feel them, express them, appreciate them, and then give them what they need to heal and move forward, right? So our emotions are ours to control, but other people's emotions are not ours to control. So what do? So when we want to feel love, and we don't, let's say we have a parent or, you know, an adult child or maybe your spouse, you know, of course we can always communicate with them and that's a, you know, another topic. But what I really want you to understand today, or really want to share with you today, is that regardless of what anybody expresses to you, you can always feel love, feel compassion, feel merciful, feel grace. Because if you express those feelings fill your heart. So come on, love. The only love that we are ever guaranteed in this life is love we put out. Because if we can control what emotions we bring in, we can control what emotions we put out. And as we put forward our emotions, we feel those emotions. You know, as an actor, there's a couple of different ways that actors can work. And one of them is called outside in acting And the other one is called inside out. Now, there's other terms for them, like method acting and so forth and so forth. And that's like inside out. So what do I mean by that? Outside in means, so my character at this moment is supposed to be angry, right? And so I don't really feel anger right now, right? I just had a blast. We just told a funny joke backstage. I don't feel anger. Okay. But when I pound my fist on the table, my body remembers that movement. And your body will respond by feeling angry, right? So physically, that's called outside in. We're doing something outside of ourselves, outside of our emotions. We're pounding on the table. We're grimacing in our face. We're doing something physical, okay? Bringing some type of stimulus, external stimulus. And that starts the internal emotion, right? It begins to the feeling. So we pound our fist on the table, and maybe we growl or we do something or we screw up our face in some angry whatever, and then angry, you know, facial expression. And then our body kind of goes, oh, yeah, I know what this feeling is. This is being really PO'd right now. And then you start to feel it. Those feelings start to come out. So that's outside in, okay? And inside out is also called method acting, and one way of being inside out is you recall certain memories in your own life that, you know, pretty much are similar to what the character is feeling, loss of a loved one or whatever it is. But whatever your character is supposed to be feeling in this moment, you conjure up your own memory of a time when you felt that way. Right. Or a time when you could, you know, or if you've never really felt that way, you know, can you imagine feeling that way? And through that imagining, we bring up something on the inside of us. Right. And so when we do that, we either bring up a memory or internal imagining of it, and then that feeling stirs up. Right. That's coming inside out. The feeling is coming from the inside, and then we're expressing it on the outside, versus outside in is we're expressing it on the outside, which makes the feeling come up on the inside. Okay. So again, our emotions are completely able to be manipulated all the time, right? Just the music you hear in movies or in TV shows or commercials. If you watched a spooky movie, I used to give this assignment to my acting students. If you watch the spooky movies, and I brought this into my clients too, because they're trying to understand that we really are in control of our emotions, right? So watch a spooky movie, but turn down the sound. Watch a sad, you know, one of those like, okay, why do you cry at AT&T commercials? Maybe you don't, but I am, right? Right? Okay. You know, obviously it's visually, you know, the daughter dancing with the father at the wedding or whatever it is, or the son calling up his mother or whatever, right? And so these are all, obviously the visuals are stimulating that emotion. But the other thing is the music. You do, I mean, if you like music, you listen to music, you know, music, you know, brings up all these different emotions. You listen to some power rock. I mean, I'm talking about real rock and roll from the 70s and the 80s, you know, power like metal or hard rock or classic rock. And you're like, rawr, and your head, you know, head banging in the car, and you just feel ferocious, right? Versus, you know, a sentimental love song, right? So, you know, And your feelings, if you listen, well, for me, I could be in the car and I could be listening to one song and I'm just bawling, I'm just crying. And my kids are looking at me like, Mom, and I'm just crying, I'm crying. And then they'll put on something else. I'm listening, then I'm laughing or I'm, you know, headbanging or pounding my fist, like within instant. I mean, that is how, well, for me, that's how music has always moved me very much. But that's the whole point of music, right? It's to make you feel something. That's the whole point of art, really. You know, help you think or feel something. Okay, so anyway, we're manipulated all the time, either by external influences or through ourselves. We manipulate ourselves all the time. All right, all that being said, so where was I going with all of this? Okay, so love. So while we can't change others, we can't make anybody love us, we can't make anybody appreciate us, we really can't make anybody forgive us. Ooh. Yeah, we can't. We can't make anyone accept us. But what we can is we can do those things for ourselves and for others. And what I really am wanting to point out here is what we can do for others and how that fills our own bucket. So if I can't get some for someone to love me, right, which we can't, but every time that I express that love, every time I put love out away from me and put it forward, I feel that love inside my heart. That fills my own bucket. That fills my own heart. So I can feel love anytime when I put it out there. So if I'm feeling unloved, I will go and love. I will go and do the opposite of what I'm feeling. I feel unloved, I'm going to go share some love with someone. And maybe that's through a smile, or maybe that's through a showing gratitude towards someone. Maybe that's through a hug. I will share my love to someone else, and guess what that does? That fills me up with love. If I share my compassion for someone else, that fills myself up with compassion. Mercy for someone else fills me up with mercy. So I can have all these beautiful feelings anytime I want, not by from somebody else, not by getting it from somebody else or trying to demand it from somebody else, which doesn't work. You can't do it. People are their own, you know, they're their own people. They're their own selves. They have to decide if they want to give that to you. You can't demand it, but you can give it. And when you give it, you receive it. And so that's available to you all the time. Now, we know that God loves us all the time as well. We don't always feel that though, right? I mean, we don't. Let's be honest. The one thing I am is honest. I am not going to BS anybody anytime. Sometimes a little too honest. That's why I'm not in the political world, and my husband is, because he's much more diplomatic about things like that. Or I'm just like, no, this is the way it is. And this all needs to change like now. Okay, so I don't step into that arena anymore. Because it doesn't put me in a, it puts me in a place that I am not where I want to be in, right? That's another way we can control our emotions. If we know that a certain situation puts us in an emotional frame that we really just don't want to be in, maybe we need to remove ourselves from the situation, if we can. Sometimes we can't. Sometimes we have to change our perception. It's not important for me enough to change my perception to get involved in politics. My husband's doing that. Let him do it. I'll share my struggles or worries with him and say, hey, this is what I'm concerned about. Please bring this up in the next meeting or whatever. And he will. He'll, you know, when it's appropriate timing, he will bring that up. And that's it. So we work together on that, right? So that's one other way I control my emotions, is by saying, you know, this situation isn't a place where I feel my best, where I feel I can be my higher self, my best self. And so I think I'm just going to remove myself from this situation. Okay. And again, I don't have to be there, right? That's my husband. Now, if it's my family or so, well, we'll talk about it another time. How do we handle our emotions around our family? But again, this is one way I'm saying. You know, my dad, let's go back to my dad. I've been talking a lot about my dad. I actually do have other people in my family, but for some reason, my dad keeps coming up. I think it's because he's on my mind a lot right now because he's older and he's starting to lose his memory. And, you know, I've been reaching out and I'm concerned. So he's on my mind. But my dad, you know, he doesn't connect with me. And I don't hold any grudge against him, but he doesn't connect with me. So I'm not receiving. I mean, even though I would love it, I would love for him to tell me he loves me and, you know, all these things and have a wonderful relationship with him. But that's just not the way it is. So for a while, I just didn't connect with him. And because I felt, well, this is just what he wants. So, okay, I'll give him what he wants. And then the more and more I thought about, you know, he's closer and closer, you know, getting older. And then, you know, after my mom passing, you know, I told you that was a big wake-up call for me in a lot of different ways. I thought, you know, this is silly. I'm going to reach out to my dad. And he can take it however he takes it. It doesn't make any difference because somebody's going to think what they're going to think about you no matter what you do, really. If they're determined to think ill of you, they will think ill of you no matter what. There are some people... No matter how hard you try, You will never get their approval. And that's why it's important to not try. We can't be seeking other people's approval and think that's going to fulfill us. Because then if they take that approval away for some reason, then what, we're lost, we're empty? This is why we have to give it to ourselves. And remember that God has already given it to us. I mean, we have the source that already has given us all the love, all the compassion, all the mercy, all the grace that we could ever need. So if someone pulls away, we're not lost because our source, our rock, our foundation is not in that other person. It's in God. And it's how we determine how we feel in ourselves, what we choose. So even though my dad didn't show any interest in reaching out to me, I thought, this is silly. My heart, I'm going to reach out to him. I don't want anything back from him. He doesn't have to connect with me back, but I am going to share my love to him because that's what was in my heart. And he didn't have to respond. He didn't, but I just emailed him. I shared with him some of the memories that I had when I was a little girl that were very joyful, the joyful time in our relationship. And that was very short, and I just said, I love you, Dad, and that was it. And, you know, I don't even know if he read it. Well, I do know now that he read it, but at the time, I was like, he may not even read it. But my spirit is calling out to share my love with my dad, regardless of if he receives it or not, okay? And I didn't hear back. And first off, it was okay if I didn't hear back because I felt like, I did the right thing. I felt that I did the right thing. I felt I did what God was calling me to do. And I felt so much love inside me. And I felt so much forgiveness and so much compassion for him, for me, for my childhood, you know, not just not a victim, but compassion for everyone that was involved in those times. I felt compassion for all of it. So by me sharing my love, I received it back. And that is all in my control. I'm the one responsible. So how do you bring more love into your life along with more compassion, more grace and mercy and all the beautiful things, more peace, more joy. And looking around and I'm just, how do you do it? You do it by giving it away. That's how you do it. So, every day, I wake up and I say, Lord, make me useful today. Every moment, whether I'm working with a client, whether it's with my family, whether it's with my, or just strangers on the street, or wherever I go today, whatever place that I connect with people today, let me be an image of you. Let me be an image of love, of acceptance. Let me look them in the eye and let them see me see them. So when I go to that coffee shop and I get my coffee, and yeah, I haven't since on my retreat, but I have gotten tea though. But when I go in, let me really see them and let them see me acknowledge them. Because, you know, sometimes they servers really feel underappreciated sometimes. So every day I wake up asking for the Lord to let me make the best impact I can when I go out into the world and in my life today. And let me appreciate others around me. And with that, I appreciate myself. All that appreciation is inside of me too, that I can now give me. So can't force anyone to love you. You can't make somebody make you feel good. That's all in our power. That's all in our control. God has given us that power. So you want to feel more of it? Then share more of it. You want more of those beautiful feelings in your life? Then give those feelings away. So that is what I wanted to share with you today. And I hope that you will take today and just maybe say the same thing, have the same intention. Let me share everything that I want to feel. Let me give that away. Let me give it away. Let me be exactly what I want. Let me give the gift that I want to receive. All right, that is it. Oh, have a beautiful day. It's beautiful. It's cool right now with just a little brisk of fall air, and the leaves are turning. And right now the sun is shining, and my cat can't decide if she's coming or going. So I am going to get out of here. I think the next time I chat with you, I'm going to talk to you about my detox baths, because I think that could be really beneficial to you. All right. Have a beautiful day. Take care. Bye-bye.